Let's see, we're continuing in Perek Revi, in the fourth chapter. So the Mechaber continues, he says as follows. So again, we're speaking about the bitachon, and obviously one of the areas in which we require such significant bitachon is in the area of parnasa, the area of making a livelihood. So what happens if a person is struggling with their livelihood? How does bitachon manifest itself in that situation? So the Mechaber says a person should say the following to himself: Ki asher otzi ani ala olam azeh bizman yadua ve'eis yadua. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me into this world at a specific time. He took me out of the womb and brought me into the world at a specific time. So he says, V'lo hotzi ani elav lifnei v'lo lachare. Didn't bring me out any earlier or any later. Hu shema'aki imenu botarfi le'eis yadua v'yom yadua. He's obviously withholding my full parnaso till a certain time in a certain place. L'daito mashuhu tovli. So this is an incredible idea. So sometimes when a person doesn't feel like he's getting, so to speak, the full amount of the parnaso that he wants, that he needs, so a person should say to himself, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who brought me into the world at a specific time, took me out of the womb at a specific time, brought me in that one moment later, not one moment earlier, that same HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also know when it is the right time to give me the parnasa that I need. V'chein, kasher yivo'eo tarfa mitzumtzam, lo yosra amazon ma'uma, ro'y lach shavli bo'yomar. Okay, so that's case one. Case one is where a person just feels that things aren't falling into place as quickly as he would like them. Situation number two is a person has parnasa, but it's not as much as he would like. In other words, it's able to cover his basic needs, but nothing more. So what should a person say? V'asher hechen li mezoni b'shedei imim, b'tchila sinyoni kafi tzarki, v'dei kal kolasi, yom yom, ad asher heimer oso lihto mimenu. So this is the same Hashem who, when I was born, right, gave me enough to eat from my mother, right? My mother fed me every single day, and ultimately, again, gave me exactly what it is that I needed. He asked, ad asher heimer osi li b'tob mimenu, and then ultimately, again, exchange it for something better. V'lo hizik li bo obitzim tzim u'uma, kein lo yazik li bo ataref hazeh asher he'etik osi elav, ato obitzim tzim kapitzar ki atachlis imem u'uma. So this is beautiful. In other words, what he's saying is like this. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me exactly what I needed in the womb. And the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me exactly what I needed when I nursed. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu always provided me with exactly what I needed when I needed it, is the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, who's giving me what I need now. In other words, what the Mechaber is saying is, on a bitachon level, and this is sometimes hard for us to accept, but what I have is what I need. Maybe it's not what I want, but it's absolutely what I need. Next. Yeah, so again, situation number one is a person who feels like things aren't falling into a place and the timeline that he wants. So to that, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu controlled the timeline of my existence, will control the timeline of parnasa. Situation number two, a person doesn't feel they have enough parnasa. The same Ribbono Shel Olam gave me exactly what I needed when I was in utero, when I was born in nursing, is the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me exactly what I need now. Maybe it's not what I want, but it's absolutely what I need. Next, V'yei Niskar Azeh, Kimo Sha'amar Abar. Now, a person who has bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he doesn't have the level of parnosa that he would like, he says a person receives reward for this. Kimo Sha'amar Abar Ala Vasinu B'midbar She'inyonam Haya Kazeh V'yatza Amvalaktu Dvar Yom B'yomo. It's like our ancestors in the desert. They got a small portion of man, or again, relatively a small portion of man. That's what they subsisted on. And day in and day out, they went out to get what they had. And that was it. And they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to a person maybe who feels that he's getting a little bit less than quote-unquote what he wants, but has faith that this is what I need, such a person receives reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. But Amar, Haloch v'karasi ba'azne Yushalayim le'mar, Ko Amar Hashem zecharti lo chesed nu'rayich, Abbas kilu lo sayich, And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember again, as the Navi Yirmiyo says, Hashem says about Klal Yisrael, I remember the fact that when you left Egypt, I remember the love of our youth, that you followed me into the desert with absolutely nothing. So the same way that we believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to provide us with everything that we needed, and that's why we're willing to follow him into the desert, that's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains us now as well. What happens? Another case, another situation. what happens if a person's parnasa comes from a source that a person's not happy with, or from a person that a person's not happy with? In other words, I didn't want my parnasa to come from this guy. I don't like this guy, but now my parnasa is coming from him. Or my parnasa is maybe coming from a certain profession or a certain livelihood that I'm not enthralled with. What should I do? A person should say as follows. A person should say the following in his heart. Ashay yitzarani al tsura v'tabnes utchunas umida midli sha'arat tsuros v'atchunas amilos atachanas inyoni. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fashioned me with a particular form and shape, with certain character traits and dimensions, and he did this because that is what is best for me. Hu bachar li sheyavo tarfi ala ponim hamafikim le'inyonai midli sha'arat ponim. This is the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who chose for me that my parnasa should come about in ways that are most suitable for my purposes and not in other ways that are not in my best interest. It's beautiful. He goes on, he's saying, V'asherot si'ani ela olam azeh b'mokom yadua v'ayidei ishim yidum lishar ishi olam. Sima Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me into this world in a specific place and through specific parents, not through other people. Hu bachar li bo tarfi ba'aretz yidua v'ayidei ish yadua some oso sibla tarfi tovli. He's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who chose that my sustenance, right, my parnasa, should come in a certain land, or literally a certain land, or through a certain person. Kemosha Amar HaKosov, Tzadik Hashem B'chol Durachav. As the Pasuk says, ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally Hashem is righteous in all of his ways. So really, a really profound idea. So if my parnasa is delayed, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me into this world at a particular time, not one moment early, not one moment later. That's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what I need and when I need it. And if my parnasa is not enough, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me exactly what I needed in utero will be the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately again who gives me exactly what I need. Maybe not everything that I want, but exactly what I need. And the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately again, and if I'm unhappy with the source of my parnasa, I don't like where it's coming from, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a particular source, gave me to particular parents, brought me into the world in a certain way, this is where he wants my parnasa to come from, and therefore, by definition, it must be good. Okay, Shkai Chabon, we'll stop over here for today. Wonderful. Such a source to continue in this limur together. Agotavach.